And her daughter was a little tap dancer. And she may have wanted to take my friend Gay to be a part of that. And that could have, that's interesting. Because I didn't, no, I don't remember that part.
Okay.
I didn't have that kind of talent, so I didn't, I wasn't invited to do that. And they would have filmed that separately, I guess,
yeah.
from what we did, as you know.
What's the first thing you remember about the whole process? Well, first of all, what town and what year would that have been?
Well, I was living in Odessa. I would have been probably 5 or 6 years old, I'm guessing, and I was born in 42. So 47, 48, about that time.
Okay.
And I don't remember applying or doing anything like that. But as I said a few minutes ago, I do remember my mother talking about going down to turn in the papers or turning in the fee or whatever they needed to do. I don't know that I was a part of that at all, or that they, I can't remember anything about any selection process for the ones who would be in there. I don't really remember much until we actually did the filming, and I have some memories of that.
Was there a lot of the other kids, you know, former kids, have been telling me about going down for kind of an interview process first?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any recollection of that?
I can remember being in groups of kids, and I don't remember an actual interview process. You know, I was pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
So how I was selected, I couldn't tell you. Except that I thought about it the other day. I was the little abducted girl.
Oh, okay.
And so my suspicion is that because I was small for my age, I looked younger than I was, and I was old enough to follow directions. And that might have had something to do with it. I don't know that.
So what do you remember about the filming then?
Well, I remember that we were outdoors. We were in a park, which I suspect probably was West County Park. That was the main city park at the time. But I don't specifically remember that was the location. And that there were lots of kids there. It seemed to be a lot of kids. I can really only remember one scene, filming one scene. And I know there were others because I had to have been abducted sometime, but it was about the time of the rescue, however that happened.
Hmm.
And I can remember I was sitting between two of the kidnappers, and they told me to kind of look back and forth between the two. And I was so... I didn't know exactly what they meant by that, so I sat perfectly still and just turned my eyes back and forth, and everybody thought that was really funny. And really, that's the only scene, actually, the only filming part that I remember. Mm-hmm. I remember that I was supposed to dress like someone whose parents would be able to ransom her, and so I wore my piano recital dress.
Mm-hmm.
My pink dotted Swiss dress, and really, that's about it.
Okay.
I don't know. I know that I had some friends who were a part of it, but I couldn't tell you who any of them were. You know, the others who might have been in it.
Okay. So then what do you remember about the screening? Going to see the movie.
Oh, well, I do remember that was very exciting because I really thought I was a star at that point.
Yeah. Huh.
And so going to the premiere was wonderful. And I know that they, I don't know if they sold tickets or what they did, but I know that those of us who were in the film got in first. And that was really, I thought that was just pretty special. And they had lots of lights and there was lots of noise and a big crowd outside the theater as we went in. So, you know, we really felt Hollywood. I don't know that they had the big lights that turned around, but it was a well-lighted place for downtown Odessa at that time. And I think it was at the Texas Theater. My husband was trying to help me remember which. I know which location it was, and I think that was the Texas Theater where they had it. And they could have been a sponsor of it some way.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I, as I said, don't know any of the arrangements of that.
It's possible that the theater did sponsor it if what you say is that they did make a big deal. Because I know in some cases it wasn't really done up all that well, but it sounds like it was, they really made an event of it, huh?
Well, it was very special for somebody my age. You know, whether as an adult I would have thought that was a big commotion or not, but I went expecting it to be special, and I thought it was. So, you know, I don't know if it was like a premiere or not, but that's the way I felt about it.
What about inside? Did they make any announcements, or do you remember anything like that in the theater?
No, I really don't. I don't think they had all of us who were in the movie sit together necessarily. I can remember sitting with my mother. My dad may have been there. I don't know that he was. And no, I really don't remember anything about a program or anything before the filming.
Do you, I know it's a long time ago, but do you remember what you felt when you saw yourself on the screen? Do you remember any of your emotions at the time?
Well, because everybody thought it was funny, my reaction as far as looking from one to the other, because they laughed, that was kind of embarrassing to me, you know. But it was real exciting. You know, there I was on the big screen. Imagine that. Do I really look like that? So, yeah, it was an exciting thing.
Uh-huh. So, you said your mother was there. Do you have any other siblings? Or?
I have a younger brother. He was 4 years younger than I am.
Oh,
so I'm guessing he was too young to have been a part of it. I don't. You know, if I was another year older than that, he might have been one of the tiny ones. But I don't remember that he was. I should have called and asked him if he was ever in the movies before we talk.
The reason I was asking, I was wondering if you got any other reaction from either family member or friends who also saw you. If it made a big deal,
No, not really. Everybody thought it was a fun thing to do, but no, I don't remember that.
Okay. Uh-huh. And so did you only see this the one time?
Just one time.
Okay.
May have been shown more than once, but I think we only saw it once.
Is this something that you've thought about over the years? I mean, but how has it remained in your memory? And also, how did you come to come to the website and look it up?
Well, actually, there was an article, I think, in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram about Milton Barker, and maybe about your work, but it mentioned the website in there. And when I saw that, of course, it brought back all of me. I've thought about it through the years, just off and on, thinking, wasn't that a funny thing that we did? But that brought back a lot of memories, and so I went to the website then, and checked it, and bragged to my grandchildren that I'd been in the movies. They were impressed.
So the thing that surprised me with the last two people I've talked to was that he was also trying to convince the parents that he was trying to make some arrangements with the parents to bring their kids to Hollywood to make them stars. Now, none of the parents actually believed him, it appears. But, so did you ever hear any stories like that?
I don't know. You know, he could have said those things as part of the promotion to get people to come and participate, but I don't know anything about that. My mother certainly never said anything to me like that. That, oh, we may be able to. She wasn't a stage mother type. And I've really suspected that it was her friend who maybe got us involved in that, who would have been more likely to be adventurous and do something like that.
Huh.
But no, I've never heard that story.
Okay, well, that's all the questions I had. I don't know if you have any other memories or any comments, but.
No, I've tried and tried to think of, to remember more about that time since I heard from you, and it's just long enough ago, and that I just have very few memories of it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, that's.
It was a fun thing though, and a fun thing to remember.
Uh-huh.
It's just I don't remember a great deal about how it came to pass.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's typical. That's what we're hearing from most people, just because of the circumstances.
And because the parents usually arranged it. It wasn't something probably that the kids first said, oh, I want to go do that. You know, the parents may have heard about it first and made the arrangements for it.
Yeah. I don't know if you've watched any of the films. Caroline has put a couple of them up on her site at the Texas Archive of the Moving Image. So you can watch them, and the amazing thing is that they are exactly alike. But they all end after the kidnappers have been caught. The father of your character, the Betty Davis character, the girl who's been kidnapped, he's so happy he invites all the kids over to their house, and they have a party. But then at that party, they have it's basically a talent show. And so at the party, at the talent show, those were some of the kids in town who usually, did tap dancing or would sing a song, something like that. So do you have any memories of that part of it?
No, I don't. But that makes sense to me. Because, as I told you, I think my mother's friend may have been the one who got her involved. I'm not sure. My mother was, as I said, not that adventurous. And her daughter was a little tap dancer.
Hmm.
And she may have wanted to take my friend Gay to be a part of that. And that could have, that's interesting. Because I didn't, no, I don't remember that part.
Okay.
I didn't have that kind of talent, so I wasn't invited to do that. and they would have filmed that separately, I guess, from what we did, as,